Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all? Good. Last week, we got into some things that were pretty marvelous. We talked about going into His marvelous light. We talked about being overcomers. We looked again at 2 Corinthians 4. 6 and 7, about the light being reflected in the face of Jesus, shining the knowledge of God into our hearts. For those of you who read the Monday Morning High this week, we're just going to kind of go back there. We get a little bit on Sunday. As I was writing the Monday Morning High, I had an experience. It was actually before that. It was earlier in the morning, praying through things. And it's hard for me to describe using the words. I've talked to several people. In fact, the other two or three times I've tried to relay this, I've gotten overwhelmed. Just have to stop and keep myself from crying for a moment. We ended last week talking about the light of life, said He shines His light of life into us. We live out from faith and overcome the world. That's pretty much exact verbatim of where we ended. And that's kind of where I started the Monday Morning High. And as I walked through there, I told Julie it was kind of like there was a detour sign. I thought I knew where I was going in the writing, but all of a sudden it was like there was a sign that said, no, go this way. And when that happened, I thought about the first chapter of John, which I'm sure most all of us are very familiar with. We've talked about it a lot of times. It's extremely powerful. And as I began to walk into it, that's when the depth, even though we had talked about it a little on Sunday, and I was in the middle from what I saw earlier of writing about it, but suddenly you just get that revelation. And I think most all of you know what I'm talking about. Like it just... It goes down like into you and through you, and you see something really, really clearly in a way that you haven't before. And as I was thinking about it, I want to give that out to you, and I can give you the information, choosing the words that might spark that thought. However, I can't effect the revelation of it. That has to come from the Spirit of God. It's by faith. And so as we share this morning, you can hook up with me, and I believe He'll show you the depth and the magnitude of what we're talking about. And as we go through here, I just want you to have fun. You know, you delight yourself in the Lord. Well, delight is fun. Do you understand that? Delight is great fun. It's wonderful. So as we walk through this stuff, delight yourself in Him. Allow yourself to kind of let go a little bit in your mind and in the spirit, and let God just show you stuff about Himself, because He does delight in doing that, okay? So, we're talking about this light of life. As I was sitting there, I mean, that's a phrase. You wrote a song, Life's Light, and we've been talking about that for years, and suddenly, you know how that is. I just stopped and went, what is the light of life? And that came immediately to my mind from first chapter of John, the fourth verse. But before we get there, let's walk through all the first three before we get to four, okay? We all know this. In the beginning was the Word, okay? What does that mean? The Greek word there is logos. And we all know, we're familiar with it, right? So what is it? Thank you, ma'am. It's the plan. It's the design that lays out the purpose and intent. It is the Word. So in the beginning, how far back does that go? Julie doesn't like these things. She goes, yeah, but what was before that? Okay? Because our mind has trouble with that. We were talking about eternal, and I said, you know, everybody thinks of eternal as from now on, right? If y'all don't wake up, I'll throw something, okay? It goes from now on. Is that what we think? Is that how we consider it? But it goes from here back to its eternity. And our mind goes, in our mind, everything flows in one direction, right? But in God, there's just not a, quote, direction. It's all there. It's amazing. So, you come back to the east. Yeah, it's round. It just goes around. Okay? So, in the beginning, whenever that was God's plan, His design, His purpose, His intention. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, is what most translations say, right? Okay, in order to set us up going down the right path here, with ain't going to get it. That is not with. With is meta. The word here being used twice is pros. And pros means forward, toward, with the idea of touching. It's not just moving toward, it's you're going to touch something. The idea is to be engaged with. You can say to interact with something. To interface with something. That's the idea, the picture of the word pros. And when you just say with, you don't see all that. The word is used, I believe it's 746 times in the King James.